today on the Bill Kelly Show on 900 CHML.
No red carpet for city councilors last night. If I can quote Shakespeare, much ado about nothing. Laura Babcock, president of Power Group, is going to join us right now. She's been following this story, too.
If they had really wanted to pursue with intent a judicial investigation, they could have found out in the next 2 or 3 days from a lawyer what that looks like, had their answers, and gone forward and approved it at the next council meeting. The fact that they asked for an entire month to find out what they could find out in a couple of hours is them trying to run out the clock on the public outrage about this. It's a tactic that we've seen so many times before. We have a lot of scar tissue from this council doing this kind of kick the can down the road thing and hope we all forget. But, you know, we're pretty tough. We're pretty scarred. And I don't think that they're going to get away with it this time. The fact that people like Deanna, who you just had on, stayed there and watched it till midnight and then was there watching till 3 a.m. online, that tells me that, you know, people are really serious about transparency from this council, and the Red Hill might have just been the tipping point.
The Bill Kelly Show, weekdays from 9 to noon on 900 CHML.